Good day. Here at Brookings Radio, we welcome District 7 Republican candidate for the House of Representatives, Melissa Hierman. Melissa, welcome, first of all.
Thank you, Perry. Thanks for having me.
And I ask this first all the time. What made you decide to run for the House of Representatives?
Bottom line, I genuinely care about people. I've spent the last 6 years on school board because I have a passion for youth and advocating for our school district. And it's just part of who I am and how I live my life. And it was instilled in me as a small child. And I just feel it's really important that we all give back to our communities and serve where we can.
Tell us a little bit about yourself for people who don't know you.
Sure. I spent about not quite 17 years at Daktronix in a number of different roles, kind of traveling around the globe in project management. And also I kind of ended my experience there in IT and really learned a lot about lean manufacturing, lean office, understanding how to streamline processes and just improve the work experience for employees overall. And now I've spent almost 2 years as the revenue cycle director of the Brookings Health System. And in that role, I oversee our billing, our insurance and claims, our patient access areas, and then our medical health information. So I am currently director, but also I act as the HIPAA privacy officer for the hospital.
Let's talk a few issues. Let's talk a little bit first about the budget, which seems to be the dominant issue every year in Pierre. Probably will be very different next year than what it was this year with the influx of federal dollars and a very strong economy. At this point, we don't know what it's going to be. So here's how I'll word the question. If you're elected to Pierre, what will your budget priorities be?
I will be interested, as everyone will, to see what's going to be happening with inflation and all the question marks that will be coming in the next year and how that will affect our budget. I feel we're in a relatively strong position right now going into some of those variables. I'm a big supporter of public education, education overall. Of course, working at the Brookings Health System, I have a care for rural health clinics and hospitals. They've had a significant challenge through this last couple of years as well. So a couple of those things will be top of mind as we head into budget items for the coming year.
You mentioned education, K-12 education. Let's go there first. How do you view how the state should support K-12 education? I know you're a strong supporter, obviously.
Over the years, we've really, our policy has been, we're going to take all the money we possibly can from the state, and we're going to feed that through to our staff. And we've done that ever since I've been on the board the full 6 years. Now, last year, we made a lot of efforts, moved some money around, changed the budget, cut a couple of things so that we could make some significant differences. And one of those was we were, I believe, 89th on the list of starting pay.
Yeah, which surprised me.
Yeah. And, you know, we, of course, didn't know about the staffing issues that would be coming. But that was not a place to be competitive for a school district of our caliber to be able to retain and attract staff. So I'm very excited we were able to make a couple additional changes on top of that. But overall, you know, the percentage that comes from the state is always used efficiently. More would always be helpful and effective and also used efficiently.
Probably won't be 6% again, although we don't know that, but
right.
Probably not.
I wouldn't guess that
either.
That
was unprecedented.
That was, yes.
How about higher education? How do you see this, the role of the state in higher ed?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously important in District 7.
Yeah. You know, I graduated with my Master's of Operations Management from SDSU in 2020, and I watched my name scroll across a video that year because we weren't walking. But I was able to go back in 2021 and graduate out on the green and be able to walk, and I really appreciated that because it is an amazing institution. I had wonderful advisors and a great experience all around. That helped prepare me for the position I'm in now. I think that there was some interesting things that happened with SDSU as well with the budget and able to keep tuition low for the students. I think that was a game changer. So it'll be interesting to see in the budget as the year to come what their needs are. And I'm looking forward to meeting with President Dunn and some of my other contacts there and understanding what's important to them for the coming year.
And, of course, tech school, part of that as well.
Absolutely.
The funding
Absolutely.
From the state. Yeah.
Yep.
Juvenile justice has become kind of a hot issue, especially last session. There will be a summer study. Do you have any thoughts on where we're at in the reform and changes that might be made?
Very.
And obviously the school board, you've had an insight into that as well.
Yeah, we've been working with Dan Nelson and having some conversations there. It's a complicated issue, as most of them are. I don't think anyone that on the school district side is pushing to try to incarcerate students. But I fully support a summer study. Something isn't quite there. Something isn't quite working. And we need a couple of other tools in the tool chest to be able to make it an effective place for learning. And we're seeing in the school district so many new things we haven't seen before, and a lot of different increases in mental health, behavioral health, just issues that require a different level of support. And so as we move forward, I am very focused on seeing what will come out of that summer study, and it could be a game changer. So I support the study itself. When we started the incarcerating students piece that I've been hearing about wasn't really part of the conversation, but I think it's an important conversation. I think it's the right time to start having it and understanding what options do we have. There's room in the middle of those two places where we're at now, and then also having a penitentiary for students. There's room in the middle for compromise.
And Brookings seems to have found a middle ground with the program that has been set up through the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah. Yes, and we're very early in that process.
Right.
But it has been going very well, and the collaboration and partnership with Boys and Girls Club is wonderful.
If you're elected to peer, what would your priorities be, other than maybe some of the things we've talked about?
Yeah. I believe I represent a little different perspective. You know, as a mother coming into peer and being able to advocate for our district and our families, I would be very interested in being on the Health and Human Services Committee, the Education Committee, and then just interested to see what other holes my background, having more of a business mind, would be helpful in supporting and advocating for District 7.
One final question. Why should Republican voters June 7th vote Melissa Hearman?
You know, I have really learned a lot in the last 6 years. I have advocated hard for our students and our families and our staff. I have put everything I had into ensuring that we could come out of the worst of the pandemic as successful as possible. I was steady and composed through the entire process and tried to ensure that everyone coming to us with feedback had a respectful experience with us and that they were heard. I had a lot of criticism around, why do you allow people to come in and say whatever they want? Why do you allow people to say, you know, this, that, or the other? That public comment portion is so important. It's critical to the democratic process for people to be able to come and be heard. And it's important that we protect that space. I learned a lot. I talked to a good chunk of the community in the last 6 years. And what you will get from me and peer is thoughtful leadership. I have spent the last year and a half now, ever since we rolled out a new process for reviewing policies, digging into our policies and ensuring that they are getting updated, that they don't contradict each other, and that the district will be set up for success in the future. And I am incredibly proud of that work. I will work hard, and I will work hard in peer, and I'm raising my hand for that opportunity now.
Melissa Hearman, thank you very much.
Thank you, Perry.
District 7 candidate for the House of Representatives right here at Brookings Radio.